Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is lice. While you're picking your son up from school, he says that his head has been really itchy all day. When you get home and take a look at his head, you notice small white dots scattered throughout his hair. You take him to the doctor and find out he has lice. How did this happen? And how do you get rid of them? Lice are tiny, wingless insects that feed on your blood. Adult lice are about the size of a sesame seed, and eggs, or nits, look like tiny pussy willow buds. Sometimes nits can look like dandruff, but aren't as easy to remove. Nits usually hatch 1 week after they are laid. Lice are easily spread through close personal contact or by sharing belongings. This is why it is so common for children to become infected with them. There are three types of lice: head, body, or pubic. Head lice live on your scalp. Body lice live in clothing or bedding and then move on to your skin to feed. And pubic lice, or crabs, live on the skin and hair of your pubic area or areas with coarse body hair such as chest hair, eyebrows, or eyelashes. Symptoms of a lice infestation are intense itching in the affected area, tickling feeling from the movement of hair, presence of lice or nits, or small red bumps on the skin of the affected area. The first step in treating a head lice infestation is using over-the-counter products like shampoo or lotion that contain piretherine or permethrine. It's vital to follow the directions on how to use the product and repeat the treatment in about 9 days, if necessary, in order to completely get rid of the lice. If your infestation doesn't respond to these treatments, your doctor may prescribe an oral medication to take. It's important to note that children must be over 33 pounds in order to take these medications. Your doctor can also prescribe a medicated lotion, Malathion, that you can rub into your hair and scalp. This medication is flammable, so do not use hair dryers or curling or flat irons while the product is in your hair. Also, if you smoke, be careful with the cigarette near your hair. Benzyl alcohol lotions, ivermectin lotion, and spinosada topical suspensions are also available to help treat lice infestations. Body lice typically don't require direct treatment, but they must be removed from the surrounding environment. Pubic lice can be treated with many of the same treatments used for head lice. Some of the medications are not safe for pregnant women or children under certain ages. Be sure to talk to your doctor about the right treatment for you or your children. In addition to treating the infestation directly, there are several steps you need to take to remove any lice and nits from the surrounding environment to prevent the spread of lice to other family members or a reoccurring infestation in the infected individual. It's important to check all household members for lice and nits and treat anyone who has the signs of an infestation. You can check for lice and nits by combing wet hair with a fine-toothed comb or nit comb. This will physically remove lice and nits from your hair. You will need to repeat this process every few days for at least 2 weeks. Wash any items such as bedding, clothing, stuffed animals, and hats in water that's at least 130 degrees Fahrenheit and dry them on high heat for at least 20 minutes. If items are unable to be washed, put them in an airtight bag for at least 2 weeks. Be sure to vacuum the floor and furniture thoroughly. It's essential to wash any combs or brushes in hot water or let them soak in rubbing alcohol for at least an hour. The good news is that lice prefer people, so you don't have to worry about checking or treating your pets. It's extremely difficult to prevent a lice infestation, especially for children who are in daycare or school because of the close contact with other children. Some strategies to prevent an infestation are to teach your children to limit the amount of head-to-head contact with classmates as much as possible. It's a good idea to teach them not to share personal belongings like hats, scarves, coats, combs, brushes, hair accessories, or headphones. While these are some good techniques to apply, it's unreasonable to expect your child to not participate in any form of contact that has the potential to spread lice. Remember, a lice infestation isn't a reflection on your or your child's hygiene habits. Lice are an annoying and frustrating thing to deal with, but with the right steps, you can decrease the chances of getting an infestation. If you have any questions or concerns about lice, please speak with your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit the Center for Disease Control's Lice page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.